Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Once in a while, a story crosses my desk and I look at it and go, you know, that's an interesting story. I just don't know there's enough there for a full video. And sometimes I come back and revisit it and go, you know, I could do that. And once in a while, something happens to give it an extra twist, an extra oomph. And I go, hey, now it's an interesting story. That's certainly interesting enough to do a video about. So this one's out of Florida and involves the election fraud of a homecoming queen. Homecoming queen election fraud. And a Florida teen is accused of rigging a homecoming election with her mother. And now she's going to be charged as an adult. And so, you know, it might seem like the homecoming queen election is all just fun and games, but it turns out that it's very serious. And it would involve a crime if what these people did is true. Scary concept, but officials have confirmed that the woman was suspended from her job. That'd be the mother. But it wasn't clear if she's been fired. So Bradford Betts wrote the story for Fox News, and it's a teenager and her mom. The two of them are accused of getting together and rigging the homecoming queen election in favor of the daughter. And now she's being charged as an adult with actual crimes. So she was 17 years old when she was arrested in March, but she turned 18 in April. So the state attorney's office in Florida told Fox News that she will now be tried as an adult. She and her mother face multiple felony charges stemming from the homecoming vote in Pensacola, Florida, that took place in October. Now, you might say, it's a crime? Homecoming queen election? Well, it depends on how you do this, okay? So, I mean, I guess if you wanted to, you go out and campaign to win the election, right? Or you could just be a nice person, and if people voted for you, maybe that would help you win. But if you start hacking computers, then it turns out that that might be illegal. So while employed as an assistant principal at the elementary school in the same county, the mother is accused of accessing the school district's internal system to cast fraudulent votes for her daughter. This is according to officials. Now, authorities began investigating the matter in November after the county school district reported unauthorized access into hundreds of student accounts, according to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. Investigators found that hundreds of votes for the school's homecoming court were flagged as fraudulent. More than 100 votes were from the same IP address within a short period of time. So there's a school-wide, a school district-wide computer system, and students have got accounts there, and administrators have got accounts there, and teachers have got accounts there, and apparently you would vote for homecoming court via the computer system. And so apparently they're saying that the woman who had access to this went in and then used her access to cast fraudulent votes as if they were coming from students, and they weren't. They're coming from the mother of the candidate. How sad is that? Investigators then found evidence of unauthorized access to the system linked to the mother's cell phone and computers at her home. There were nearly 250 votes cast for homecoming court from those devices. Multiple students at the school reportedly told investigators that the daughter described using her mom's system access or of watching her mother access records for years. Investigators learned that since August of 2019, the mother's account accessed 372 high school records, 339 of which were students at the school that the homecoming election took place at. But as we pointed out earlier, the woman who's accused in this is an assistant principal at the elementary school. So she has no business, presumably, accessing anything to do with the high school students because those aren't her students. Officials have confirmed that the mother was suspended from her job, but it was not immediately clear if she's been fired. Authorities said that the daughter was expelled from the high school for her role in this. Now they are charged with offenses against users of computers, computer systems, computer networks, and electronic devices, unlawful use of a two-way communications device, criminal use of personally identifiable information, and conspiracy to commit those offenses. Fox News contacted the mother, who referred questions to their lawyer, who was not immediately available for comment. Meanwhile, the mom is free on $6,000 in bond, and the daughter is free on $2,000 in bond. prosecutors to the mother and daughter each face a maximum 16-year sentence. The state attorney's office spokesperson told Fox News their trial will begin shortly. So it's a crazy story. And, you know, all you got to do is think back to Ferris Bueller's Day Off. And Ferris Bueller, I believe, got into the system. I believe also Matthew Broderick in War Games may have changed some grades using the computer. That was a long, long time ago. And those were also movies. Okay. So there's a homecoming court election. You vote for queen and king or whoever else royalty you might want to crown at your school. I don't know. And they're allowed to vote electronically. And somebody goes into the system and casts a whole bunch of fraudulent votes. And they track it down, not to some ne'er-do-well teenager trying to impress his girlfriend or play on the computer, but actually a woman who's an administrator in the school district, and she's doing it to help her daughter. And her daughter is alleged to have known about it and participated in it. And so now they've both been charged with very, very serious crimes. And by serious, I mean that they are facing maximum 16-year sentences. Now, I know many of you are going to say, really? 16 years for that? Well, the fact that they're doing this to rig a homecoming queen election is not really that mitigating of a factor. The fact is that the administrator went in and inappropriately used that system hundreds of times, according to the authorities. And if that's true, that's a problem, you know? And so we talk about our personal data being protected by the people who have it. And it's scary because we hear about data breaches all the time. People using information they shouldn't use, people getting in systems they shouldn't use. And here you've got an elementary school assistant principal going into the high school system and accessing student accounts for the wrong purpose. And the fact that she's doing it to help her daughter win the election is bizarre. And if the daughter was involved, that's also bizarre. But, you know, innocent until proven guilty, never proven guilty. Innocent as a day is long, okay? So it's just a crazy, crazy headline. And Brett, Rob, and Keith all sent it to me. Thank you very much, guys. But we'll see what happens because they said the trial's coming up shortly. Trial's coming up shortly. But Florida teen accused of rigging homecoming election with mom will be charged as an adult, and they're facing 16 years in prison, in theory, for violating a bunch of laws involving computers and doing it in an attempt to rig a homecoming queen election. Unbelievable. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. When you step on the brakes, your life is in your foot's hands.